Hello, and welcome to ISHN's podcast series, Your Digital Mentor. I'm your host, Dave Johnson, editor of ISHN Magazine, your digital mentor for this series on safety and health professional career development and how to handle various career issues is Mr. Mark Hansen, CSP. Mark's a former president of the American Society of Safety Professionals and currently is vice president, risk and safety management for Context Solutions in Dallas, Texas. Mark has written 4 books on professional development, and today Mark's going to talk about interacting with employees. And as we talk about Mark, this cover, you could write a book on interacting with employees as a safety professional, I'm sure. A lot of ground that can be covered. What's the first step, Mark, in your mind when you come to a new job and you have a new workforce to engage with?
Well, the first thing I do is I engage the workforce. I want to meet everybody. If I can meet the whole staff in one fell swoop, I get there. And we kind of, what I've done in the past is get together and have everybody come in the conference room. And in a couple of cases where they've actually served a little breakfast, you know, they, everybody kind of brought their own stuff. We get to know each other kind of on a casual basis instead of me being the boss. And they get to a little bit already see who I am and what I am. And then I go around to each person individually and sit down with them one-on-one and talk to them about themselves.
What kind of questions do you ask, Mark, when you're talking to these people one-on-one to not come across strictly as the boss?
Well, what really engenders a relationship is, you know, I know you're doing this. I know you're fulfilling the particular role you're fulfilling, but where do you want to be in 5 years? Where would you, ultimately, if you could be someplace and achieve something, where would that, what is that? And they'll share with me, well, I want a CSP, I want a degree, whatever. I want an experience in this or experience in that. And I said, okay, well, think about how to get there. I'll do some of my own research, and we'll meet back in a week or so, and we'll sit down and talk about a plan to get there. And I've actually rescued an employee who was going to leave the department for a higher wage in the company. After I told him I was going to invest in him, decided not to pursue another opportunity because someone finally showed in, you know, investing in them. It really does a lot for building the leadership, and I do it by a servant leader function, which is completely antithetical to most leadership functions. So,
define servant leadership, Mark. Define servant leadership.
Well, servant leadership turns the leadership model on its head. You typically have boss, subordinates, and another subordinate, so on down to the organization. What I do is I turn it over. So what can I do for you? How can I serve you so that you can do be a better employee and serve the organization in our department? And what happens is when you do, when you turn that upside down, you develop virtually instant loyalty. And I've only had one or two instances where people did not respond to that because they're used to having that the typical monolithic approach to the organization. So that is the definition.
So when you're talking to employees, you're talking both about potential coworkers in a safety department and employees out on the floor or on the front line, correct? This is the approach you take with both?
That is correct.
Okay.
I take the same approach.
You talked about providing stretch goals for employees when you meet them. And sometimes this is where you may run into some resistance. What's an example of a stretch goal, and why may an employee be resistant to the idea?
Well, what happens is there are some people who think that they've learned everything they ever wanted or needed to learn in a job and have kind of quit learning. They just show up every day. And my comment is that they've given you one year 20 times in a row, which means they just showed up after they did something good 20 years ago. They've never continued. What I do is I come in and say, okay, let's put some metrics around this. Let's say you need to get some COC points for a CSP, or you need to get some courses in areas that you show weakness, mm-hmm. and so you're gonna achieve this by the end of the year. And I get sometimes the people that I run into are mid-career people that go, I don't want to do that. I'm done. I'm right. just going to get to, I got six more years and I'm retiring.
Yeah.
And that's a challenge to get them on board.
What's one way that you do get them on board with that person who's mid-career looking to retirement, maybe down the road, not too far? How do you meet that challenge? How do you get them to see the light that more education is important?
Well, I ask them a few questions. Oh, you do? So I'll ask them questions about things that they say they know, and I'll typically find a point where they really don't know. And I go, okay. See, you could learn mm-hmm. something in this area. Let's just take a class. Let's take a continuing ed class and try it out. And especially if there's no testing involved with these continuing ed classes, mm-hmm. they're more apt to start there.
Okay. Certainly one of the aspects of interacting with employees is discipline, Mark. What's your philosophy? I know every safety professional probably has their own philosophy about discipline. How do you approach discipline
when it's necessary? I consider discipline twofold. One, there's positive discipline where you pat people on the back, and there's the punishment discipline. It's the old idea of you punish in private, promote in public, and you don't try to demean and lose the integrity or the character of the person in public. You don't. That just defeats the purpose. But I do punish, mm-hmm. and that's the hardest part about being a boss. And that is, well, as a result of your performance and not meeting the needs, then you're not going to get the raise or the bonus you were expecting because of the fact that you didn't meet the goals that we set. Or in some cases, you didn't even attempt them, so you don't get any of it. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times out of 10, I have the latitude to make that call to say that they will not. And people respond to that. Okay. And sometimes they start off negatively, but they typically turn the response positively, because I don't say, okay, well, we're going to go on. I go, well, let's put a plan together to get there.
Yeah.
And you can come along with me.
Okay. Last question for you, Mark. The competence of employee performances, how do you go about, you're new to the job, you're new to the workforce, you're learning about the different employees. How do you go out and determine whether they can do the job, whether they can do the job safely, whether they're competent? What are some of the tools you use?
Well, the biggest tool that I use is, and I did this, I've done this everywhere, is I say, okay, when's the next time you're going out? Or sometimes it's all the time they're going out, but mm-hmm. I go along with them.
Okay.
And I observe while we're out there. And like if we're going on a ride around in their truck, I ride around with them, we get out and we observe the job. And while they're talking to people, unless there's something immediately dangerous to life and health,
right.
This is the hard part for me and most safety professionals, keep your mouth shut while you're in front of their employees that they're the safety professional for.
Okay.
We get back in the vehicle, we drive away, and then we do a download like a Starbucks or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We go someplace and sit and talk in depth about what they did or what they didn't do and how to improve. And I let them know, so this is my first time going with you, or second or third or whatever. My goal is to coach you, to make you better mm-hmm. at what you're doing and not to beat you up. So you have to be real gentle, and that's where the servant leadership comes in. You're trying to coach these people to do better.
Yeah, and you have coached your whole career. Like, I know there's a lot of talk in safety circles in recent years about coaching, but it seems like this is something that you've done your whole career.
Well, yes, I have, and the reason that it works is I when you coach people, they tend to, when you do something good for somebody, they want to do something good for you,
mm-hmm.
and when you have that, you build that loyalty. People are no longer really loyal to companies anymore.
Right.
They're loyal to people.
Mm-hmm.
And being loyal to people, and because you are a good boss, and they remember you as the good boss,
mm-hmm.
after you leave, especially, they go, wow, you don't manage like Mark did. This is not as fun.
Hmm.
You know, typically my successors are not nearly as competent as I was, and it proves in the organizational performance. One other comment I wanted to make.
Go ahead.
When I was at Range Resources, and we had a corporate meeting, and they presented stats, safety stats, and they showed Range's stats versus all of our competitors, and some of those competitors were companies I'd previously worked for. And my boss had identified that, he says, he came up to me after, he says, did you notice that every other competitor, you know, the other competitors you've worked for, after you left, their incident rates went up.
Wow.
And in several cases, in fact, when I left Range, both at Range and Exco, my successors got fired.
Really?
I was in no danger of being fired or laid off on either one of those companies. Yeah. So what that tells you is what? That I was doing the job they had hired me to do, and I had built relationships. It's not just employees. It is with the field guys that are doing the work, too, the operations guys. And that's key to success.
Yeah.
And, you know, managing – here's an example. I'm going to give you an example. I don't have much time yet,
right,
but just real quick. Tyler Pruitt worked for me at Range Resources out of Oklahoma City. First of all, I saved him from OxyChem in Liberal, Kansas, and brought him to Oklahoma City because he was an Oklahoma boy. And he called me and he says, "Hey, my grandmother is sick and she lives in Medill, which is about an hour or so south of Oklahoma City. So I'm going to take a week of vacation because I don't think she's got that much time to live." And I said, "No, we're not going to do that." He goes, "What do you mean?" I said, "Well, we have rigs running not 10 miles from Medill. Why don't you go stay with her and take care of your grandmother? And if something happens, you're not far away. You can come help her, and you can spend mornings, evenings, and weekends with her." And he goes, "You do that for me?" He says, "Well, what about vacation? Don't I have to, you know, who's going to know about this? Come, I could get fired by it." I said, "Look, I'm your boss, and I'm not telling anybody. So it's not going to be put on the internet, so nobody's going to know this is our arrangement. It's just between you and me. As long as you keep your mouth shut, we're good. And vacation is for vacation. You know, that's what it's supposed to be there for." So here's the point. A year later, after his grandmother had passed away, I asked him, "Oh, something happened. I need you there at 2 o'clock in the morning." I got in an argument. He was there at 2:30. I mean, he was on Johnny on the spot because I took care of that. Servant leadership, for one.
Yeah.
And understanding people. It's a little bit of emotional intelligence, too, by the way.
Sure. Sure. And that's how you bring people aboard, and you get reciprocity. And later they do something for you, like when you need them at 2 o'clock in the morning, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
And they know you're willing to do it, too. You know, they know that, well, I know Mark's willing to go the 9 yards. He's done it, and he's asking me to. So it goes a long way.
Yeah. Good point, Mark. Good point. Appreciate it, Mark. We've had another enjoyable conversation here, and we will in our next podcast. So please join Mark and I next time for another podcast in ISHN series, Your Digital Mentor.